But and most of all, I am a son. I am a son to my spiritual parents right here. I regard them as people of high influence, as the same as the senior pastor, Pastor Moredi Wanjao and Carol Wanjao. Then it flows down to Pastor Victor Muthemwa, Pastor Benson, and Purity Masharia, and then Pastor Jade. This seat was supposed to be vacant. We were trying to look for someone for her for today, but as you can all see, Linda has occupied it. So we continue to hold her strong. But it's a joke, guys. I'm not that serious. Even as we begin the service, it's August, and we have some amazing things for our teenagers. Yes, I'm a bit emotional when I talk about the teenagers. I'm leaving my... I love calling them my minions. They follow me everywhere. But we have some amazing things that we are doing this August. And one of them is we are going to have a crazy Olympics for the teenagers at Mavuno Hill City. I almost said Mavuno Bellevue. Sorry, guys. Mavuno Hill City. And the link will be up on the screen. So if you have a teenager around and you don't know what to do with them, we have a plan for them. Crazy Olympics. Trust me, they won't come home at 11 like last time. They won't. But even as we begin, I want us to dive into scripture. Our time is far gone, and we are going to Acts chapter 8, verse 4 to 8. Please help me, Davy. But the believers who were scattered preached the good news about Jesus wherever they went. Philip, for example, went to the city of Samaria and told the people there about the Messiah. Crowds listened intently to Philip because they were eager to hear his message and to see the miraculous signs he did. Many evil spirits were cast out, screaming as they left the victims. And many who had been paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. Blessed be the word of God. So I want to skim through very, very fast. So why was there joy? Why was there great joy? It's not as if in the beginning that city didn't have joy. Or did it? Let me help you understand this. As we read from the scripture, in verse 5, it says this, many people were eager to hear about the Messiah. Maybe for some, even as they heard about the Messiah, they received joy. For some, he performed miracles, signs and wonders. Verse 6. Imagine with me, all of us here, like it's pin drop silence. I'm not used to this. But imagine with me, one of us here, or many of us here, are going through difficult times. And just by a prayer of, let's say, for example, Philip walks in and says, "You are healed." And immediately after that word, you are healed. Won't you have joy? Won't you be at ease? The second thing, he brought freedom. Verse 7. So many people had evil spirits, and they were cast out screaming as they left the victims. And many who had been paralyzed or lame were healed. It happens again. There is freedom. There is joy when you see one of you is healed, one of you is, I don't know what to say, like the chains that you had are falling off. There is so much joy. I can imagine some time back, if I'm allowed to use this, last year as a community, we were praying for one of our members. And as he walked into church, it was a long time. He hadn't come into church for a long time. But immediately he walked in. I don't know, the first person who saw him at that end started wailing. Then the next person did the same thing. Then the other person did the same thing. It's so much joy to see your loved ones healed. And right now we are still waiting in expectation that the Lord will still continue to heal him. It's just the beginning, guys. It's just the beginning. Brother, it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. I can imagine how much joy the family had when he started walking. You can imagine how much joy the DG had when he started walking. You can imagine the amount of joy that maybe some of you don't know. Some men from the church took it upon themselves to go and paint and repaint his car. That's the experience these people had. So much joy. And that's our expectation at South, or the South Network. That whenever somebody will come into 4:30 a.m. prayers and they share the word, oh, last week I didn't have this, but this week I have it. There is joy. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Amen? But even as we go through this, we can all see that Philip had something different. Philip had something different. And I keep asking myself, do people see the difference that Philip had? Do they see the difference in me? And that's why we are going to name this sermon series The X Factor. Superpower your life. All other powers are powerless. So let us pray. Ever-living Father, even as we go into the Word, may you increase, may you increase, may you increase, and may I decrease. May your Word be our cornerstone. May your Word be the thing that we lean on every single time we hear it. So, Father, I bring your people before you, and I just want to bless them. Bless them with the word that you've given us in this season. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So, superpower your life. But let me backtrack it. As you can all see, we started from the book of Acts. Acts of the Apostle, as they would say. How many people are doing the one-year New Testament Bible reading? Okay. How many people got to Acts and they were like, it's a movie? A drama upon drama. One minute Jesus is going up into heaven. The angels look down at them and be like, mnaangalia? What's going on? Shughulikeni na huko chini. Another minute they are there. I don't know what has happened. 1 minute Paul is arrested. Like, it's all over the place. 1 minute Paul is arrested, shipwrecked. A snake bites him. You know, the expectation is when a snake bites you, it will let go. The snake clings on to him. So he shakes it off, falls into fire. Like, it's dramatic. These are the movies that, okay, it will reveal my age. But there's this movie where I don't know how many people watched it. Jean-Claude Van Damme, something of the sort. He's running in the forest. He saw a snake about to bite him. He caught it, looked at it, removed the rattlesnake's tail, put it on a tree, beat someone. It hung on the person for such a long time. They decided he's dead. Then they shot him. Like, it's dramatic. It's that dramatic. But the thing about... who knows that movie? I've looked for it. It's somewhere here. It's at the back of my... When it gets there, I'll tell you. But even as the movie goes on, Acts, even as the book, as we continue with the book, there's this one thing that people don't understand, that the book of Acts was written by a doctor. Did you know that? The book of Acts was written by somebody who took his time to just write every single bit of it. He was writing it. It was like a report. For all those who are still in university, you are writing your last paper. You have to have evidence of everything is being done. But this book was written by the author who is known as Luke. Yes, the book of Luke. He's the same guy who wrote it. But if you look at Luke from beginning, to the end, and then you look at Acts from the beginning, it's a continuation. So in other words, the book was written by one man who had one sole mission, to reveal God's word. But even as he was doing it, this is the funny part. Some scholars believe that the book of Luke, or rather the book of Luke and Acts, were a way of helping Paul, who was in prison at the time, to be released. So he thought by the time that he writes it, they'll be like, oh, here is evidence number, this one I'd call it Exhibit A, Exhibit B. But by the time he had finished, the man wouldn't be released, and the next thing was, he would be hung. Was he hanged or was he crucified? Peter was crucified. He was hung. Or beheaded. Yes, it was beheaded. But that's it. But let's go back to Philip. So we look at Philip, and Philip is an extraordinary guy. You don't even believe that Philip would be able to do all these things. You know, Philip was one of those who, you know, the way guys called up the DG members to sing. I believe Philip was one of them. They disqualified themselves because they're like, I don't have the voice. But Robbie is like, brother, sister, you can sing. You can just make a joyful noise. We will be joyful with you. But that's the thing. And even as he was sharing all this, people were in eager expectation to see what God was going to do. He's sharing the word. Philip is walking around preaching. People are getting healed. I can imagine how other towns were in expectation. Let's change it. How other estates or regions, South B is in expectation of Mavuno South to grow so that they take their miracle signs and wonders to the other side. Langata on the other side. To Korongai. Nowadays we don't even need visas, we just cross. The other side are in expectation. So many people are in expectation to see it. But they're depending on one man. And they don't understand that it's not about the man, but it's about the person who is within the man. And I want to ask this question to all of you. What is this X factor we are talking about? What is this X factor? Or is it a person? Or is it the, you know, Pastor Jed has this thing where she walks everywhere with a mug of coffee. Is it the coffee that you drink? Is it? And the second question, I'll answer them one by one. Who qualifies to have this X factor? Who qualifies? So we look at Philip and we are wondering, what's going on with Philip? Philip walks into a town, he's confident, evil spirits are running, like headless chicken, the way Alex Luchendo will say, headless chicken. One other place, like you don't even know what's going on. But I want us to move to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I know there are Mavuno Kids pastors here. Okay, as long as you're a teacher, you're a pastor. So they used to sing this song, to the ends of the earth, to the ends. I can't even remember the other words, but I can remember to the ends of the earth. And they would sing it every single weekend, and they'd be marching around greenhouse before we move to this to the other side. To the ends of the earth. They're all in one file, and they're singing. These are kids about, let's say, were they 5 onwards, and they're singing this to the ends of the earth. You'd look at them and be very confused. Why are you singing to the ends of the earth? Do you even know where the end of the earth is? But in their minds, they're like, we are going. And this is the same thing that happened to Philip. Once The word was shared with him. He believed it. He took it as his own. And he said, to the ends of the earth, I will go and share it. And it brings us to this point. I'm answering the first question. What is the X factor? And I want to say, the X factor is the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. In other words, when we have the Holy Spirit, we have power. We have immense power. There's this famous wordsmith, or rather poet, who's called Julius Owino. Most of you will know him as Giuliani. He loves saying this. In one of his songs, it's called Friend Request. He says, I am 3G enabled. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They all live in me. And with that short statement, it says, we are all enabled. You don't need to be 5G. What is the other two things? You want to say it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I don't know them. But it's still a fruit that comes from the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus left, he said, you will receive power. You have the power. Let me bring it a little bit closer home. I have my teenagers at the back. How many people remember Cartoon Network? Oh, Elder, forgive us. Dexter's Lab, that's not where I'm going, but it's okay. I know where you are. There's this, and most of them will understand this. There are three ingredients. Sugar, spice, and everything nice. Panga puff. But Professor Utonium added an extra ingredient. Chemical. Thus, the perfect little girls were born. Imagine that's you. That's you. That's you. You didn't need to add it. It was already in you. You just need to affirm it. So, Jesus leaves us with it. And the X factor is the Holy Spirit. And that's what we all have. So even when you are told during morning prayers, switch on your camera, Nani, please pray for us. And then you're like, I don't have the right words. or you drop off, and then after you drop off, you come back after the prayer is over, and then they still call you. So you're not sure if you want to stay, or you want to leave, or you want to go to a different network to go and pray. You're like, lakini hawa watu leo wameamuaje na mimi. But this is the thing. It says when you receive the Holy Spirit, not only do you receive power, but you have wisdom, knowledge, and everything else will be added. Like it continues to be added. Every single time you read about it in the scripture, there's something else that is added onto what you know. That's how it works. As I have said, the Holy Spirit is our X factor. Now, the second question is, who qualifies? Who qualifies? And even when we look at it, I feel like I've been doing a lecture the whole time. So, let me switch. I want you to ask your neighbor, who in the Bible do you think had, like, the amount of Holy Spirit he had compared to this other person's Holy Spirit was heavier? Paul. Okay. Someone else. I had Paul. Elijah. Someone else. John the Baptist. Someone else. David. I like that one. Stephen. Hey, I like that one, Stephen. May I ask which region you come from? Because naona tu ni mawe ndio umependa. But it's okay. So I want to use three examples. The first one is Peter. We all know about Peter. Peter was just a mere fisherman. Like the only closest thing he had with Jesus was, Jesus called him, come and be my disciple. That was Peter. But the things that Peter did were so amazing. Peter didn't even know how to, we heard about sanguines. Peter didn't know how to anchor his sanguine nature. But it helped him. And you can understand this. Peter was the first, if I were to be asked, the first evangelist. The Holy Spirit fell upon everyone. Peter stands up and he starts prophesying. People are speaking in tongues everywhere, but Peter is able to quieten the crowd and tell them, guys, this is the Lord. This is the Jesus we've been talking about. That is Peter. Close to Jesus, but he was able to do all this. I can imagine how Luke was recording everything. He was being told, kuna jama fulani anaitwa Peter. So you see Peter cut off somebody's ear. And he also denied Jesus three times. Three! But imagine, right now, Peter is not only preaching the word, but he's healing people, even with his shadow. When I get there. But you understand. The second person would be James. James, the brother of Jesus. Now, same womb, same house. I'm very sure they shared the same shoes at the same time because Jesus was the firstborn. Then James is there. Alipewa viatu. I can imagine the way he's being told, you are the brother of Jesus, so you have to also walk on water. The expectations are too high for the guy. But he still did miracles. Not because of the relationship that he had, but because he believed and he received the Holy Spirit. Now, the third person you all know, I can imagine Luke was there writing about everyone else, and then he's told, wait 1 minute. Hold up. There's this guy called Saul. Saul? Okay, continue. Who is this Saul? Saul, you remember the story of somebody who went to Damascus, got blind then, I don't know, told to go to an... You're like, but that is Paul. Okay. Nowadays you know him as Paul. So nowadays that guy has crusades where... One time he was in Corinth, one time he was in Rome, one time he's prison, one time... Now, okay, side note. Please, anyone who comes from Eastlands, do not laugh at this song. So Paul one time is in prison. Him and his brother Silas. They're chilling there like villains. Well, they were villains, they were in prison. But even as they're there, in the middle of the night, these guys just wake up and they start singing. They're singing. In fact, that time is when, if we were to only give them Pastor Jade, that town would have crumbled. Come on, somebody. We believe in you, Pastor Jade. But imagine with me, these guys are singing, they're singing. And then the other prisoners are like, Yaloi meshika. We are not sure what they drank, but they drank something. It's the Holy Spirit, guys. It's the Holy Spirit. So these guys are singing. And then, all of a sudden, Milango ya Gereza. Paulo na Sila, waliomba. They're all there. Waliomba, Milango ya Gereza, ikafungu. Now, where I come from, there's a different song. And because I went to an all-boys boarding school, please do not judge me. Taulo na slippers, niyo sina. Taulo na slippers, niyo sina. Milango ya bafu, we ingefunguka. Milango ya bafu. That was us. these are boys who these are boys who did not want to shower. These are boys who had played rugby at some point. Okay, I'm going to say some things. Please do not say yuck. So these boys have jock straps. They haven't washed them. They have socks that they haven't washed for almost 2 months. And even for them to wash them, but anyway, these guys haven't washed them. I was a good boy. Let me think about it. Okay, my teenagers know a different story. Anyway, moving on swiftly. But you see, maybe that's the song that they were all singing. Milango ya gereza ikafunguka. And that's what they sang all through, saying that truly, this Paul, who was once the one who was killing people, has the power. Now, we all understand this and we're like, yeah, it makes sense. We can do this. But again, you know, in scripture, it's funny that even while they were doing all this, there are some people who also felt discriminated. And this is where Philip comes into picture. Let's move to Acts 6, verse 1 to 4. But as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were mumblings of discontent. The Greek-speaking believers complained about the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. So, the 12 called a meeting of all the believers and they said, "We apostles should not spend our time teaching the word. We apostles should spend our time teaching the word of God, not running a food program." Guy. Anyway. But these apostles, they were bold. Anyway, verse 3. "And so, brothers, select 7 men who are well respected and full of the Spirit and wisdom. And we will give this responsibility. And we will give them this responsibility. Then we, the apostles, can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word." Have you ever heard that story? Look at it this way. Like, they decided, at that point, that's when they decided, we'll have a DH captain. We will deal with sports. But again, the sports captains still decide they want to become DH captains because of the top layer. Anyone who will understand that will understand it. But as you can see, this is where it all trickles down to. Some of us say we are not qualified because we feel like we were not called. You look at the 7 and you're like, these seven people, why did they choose these 7? Why didn't they say 14? That's the same way in the first verse it says discrimination and mumbling, discontent, because they were not satisfied. And it's funny, I didn't notice it until now, that the Greek-speaking believers, they were all believers, complained about the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated when it comes to food. I think Paul was, rather, the 12 were tired. Let me put it this way. The only reason the 12 decided to have the 7 was because they already knew everyone has the Holy Spirit. Everyone, as long as you say Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior over my life, you won't have to go and take your biometric scans for you to get it. The guys of WorldCoin, no. You receive it immediately. It's an. How do they call it? All the bankers. Is it RTGS? immediate transfer. You don't even need to queue. You don't even need to call the banker. It's an immediate deposit. But it's because you believe. But even as we go into scripture, we all notice that there was a problem in the church. Everyone complained about discrimination. It was there. And as I've shared, the apostles proposed a solution. The solution was simple. Give us the seven. Give us the seven, and after we get the seven, they will sort out the issues that they need to sort out, and the rest of us will sort out the issues that we are supposed to sort out. It happened. But there was something else that people didn't understand. There was a qualification in ministry. And maybe that's where I want to hinge this point. Some of you already have said, I can't serve in the worship team because I don't have a good voice. You have already disqualified yourself even before you get to to the place where you need to get to. Some of you have been told, can you please lead a DG? My weeks nowadays are crazy. I can't make it. Another person is told, okay, can you join morning prayers? I'm not a morning person. Or another person would say, you know what? I won't lie. I don't want to come. I prefer that answer more than I'm not a morning person. Or I don't have the voice. I prefer the answer you tell me point blank. I can't make it. I'll respect you for that. But anyway, these things are all happening. Are all happening. And we have disqualified ourselves even before we walk in. It's as if you tell your boss, I don't have the skills to do this. Can you pick nanny? Let me change this and let me look at the time first. Okay. Give me 15 minutes. I will finish. Yeah, 15. So, some of us have already counted ourselves out. Some of us right now have counted ourselves out from things that we are being called to do. And I'm not talking about being in church, serving in a DG, even at work. You've already disqualified yourself. And at times, it's not because of a situation, but it might be because somebody spoke to you in a manner that was demeaning. Somebody disqualified you. Somebody said, you are not worth the time. May I share a story before we finish the sermon? I only have 2 pages. I'll move really quick. Yeah, every pastor does that. Like, give me time. Give me time. So, late last year, something very, very unusual happened to me. And when it happened, the only person who noticed that it happened is, it's so funny, it was Bolivar. He was the only one who noticed it, pulled me aside and prayed for me. He actually told me, Manu, I know you are not okay. I know you are not okay, and I want to pray for you. At that point, he just asked me, What can I pray for? You know, men don't cry, we weep. Oh, Jesus. But even as I was sharing it with him, he laid his hand on me and told me, you know what? It's going to be okay. Now, here's the story. I have a close knit of friends. My wife says everyone is my friend. When I greet people, even when I've met you for the first time in church, and I bump into you in town, It's like we've known each other for years. I'm like, how are you? How are you? How are you feeling? My wife is like, you're a sanguine. I'm like, not really. I'm just a flag displaying sanguine tendencies. So with this close knit of friends, it was a hurtful story. It was very hurtful. I can't go into details about it, but what was shared not only did it hurt me, but it was completely character assassination. To the point that I even questioned if ministry was worth it. I went through a period where I did not believe God called me into ministry. It was so painful. And it's not the stories where you are like, you know, boys will be boys. He slept during morning prayers. Not that kind. Or he refused to pick up his phone. It was those ones where somebody just sat down and was like, how do we attack this young man? And it caused me so much pain to the point that even coming to church was a struggle. So when I would walk into church, I'd be like, where's the easiest place to go? Let me go to kids. And when you go to kids, you find your minions are behind you. They're all around you telling you, Percy, what are you going to teach us today? And you don't feel like doing it. You really don't feel like doing it. And maybe for some of you, that's what you've gone through. It might even be in your estate WhatsApp group where they say, uyu nani ukwaga kiomba chumvi kila siku. But it was so painful to the point that when I got the confidence of addressing the issue, I asked one of my friends. Well, he was part of the conversation. When I asked one of my friends, like, what do you mean this is what I do? Do you have evidence about it? The guy was like, you know, when somebody starts, you know, they don't have evidence. In Luo, we say this, Awinjo okanyadhi go e court. In other words, you can't go to court with a word that you heard about someone. And maybe that's how these women were feeling. It was from a point of pain. Now, for some of us, even as I'm about to end, some of us, we've disqualified ourselves because people have said, you can't do it. You won't make it. You don't have the power. I just want to tell you, you have the power. You have the strength. In fact, when they'll see you, they'll be like, this person is soaring on the wings of angels. Let's not even go to eagles. Let's start with angels because it's so high, they can't touch you. That's how you are. And I love this scripture. Amos 7, verse 14 to 15. Amos said to Amaziah, I was neither a prophet nor a son of a prophet, but I was a shepherd, and I also took care of the sycamore fig trees. But the Lord is not that person, it's not the situation, but the Lord took me from tending the flock and said to me, go prophesy to my people Israel. Go prophesy. It sounds simple, but the truth is, you already have the power. No one can take it away from you. So in other words, all I'm saying is, you are qualified. You are qualified to lead that DG. You are qualified to, I don't know what else I can say. You are qualified to fight that battle that you are having right now. You are qualified to walk on the water of trouble that is surrounding you. They might say you are not qualified, but the truth is God is the one who qualifies. The pain that you're going through, it might have been caused because of something that was not, something that you didn't do or was out of your control. The truth is, you might be going through the pain of what somebody said, the same way somebody said something about me. But when you get out of that situation, they won't even understand. They'd be like, he doesn't just have the armor of God. Right now he has like about 10,000 angels around him. So do not disqualify yourself. You're already qualified. And as I come to the end, for real, now I'm ending. As I come to the end, I want to pray for three categories. The first category is the ones who feel like they have been, in other words, hurt by words, hurt by being mistreated, hurt by someone who you regarded as a close friend. And just engage me a bit. If you feel like you're in that place where something that somebody said hurt you, please raise up your hand. It hurts. You are there. So the people who are sitting around them, please stretch out your hands to them. If you can, lay your hand upon them. Who else? Who else? So let me pray for you. Father, you know your children. You know their heart. No one can even tell you what they have done. You already know what they have and have not done. So, Father, give them the strength. Give them the strength in this season. May they not disqualify themselves even before they're told that they are qualified, Lord. It is theirs for the taking. So, Lord, I bless you for that. I bless you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. And now I want to pray over the ones who feel as if they are not qualified. You're not qualified. In fact, every single time, the enemy reminds you of how unqualified you are. If you are there and you feel like you're unqualified to do something, please raise your hand. Please raise your hand. If they are seated next to you, lay your hand upon them. Today the ministry is all about us calling out greatness in them. Lay your hand upon them. In fact, let me change it. If you feel unqualified, please get up onto your feet and stand. Don't be afraid about the person. Don't feel as if you can't do it. Stand up. Now, the thing that I want us to do right now is simple. Pastor Jade loves doing this. She really loves doing it. She loves walking towards somebody and hugging them and calling out greatness in them. So I want three people to walk up to any of these amazing people and say something, a word of encouragement to them. Tell them how great they are. Hug them, like, I'll give you time, please. If you can, rise up onto your feet. It's a word in season, do it. Go to someone, hug them. Hug them. Tell them how great they are. Tell them how amazing it is to have them. Speak life into that situation. They might have never heard that they're amazing, but the words that you're going to say will carry them throughout the week. Walk up, don't be afraid. Speak life into that situation. Call out greatness. Call out greatness upon that person's life. Call out strength. And now, even as I come to the end completely, I request all of you to rise up onto your feet. So this one is a special one where I'll ask, how many of us want to receive Christ Jesus into our lives? How many of us want to do that? That truly when you receive Him, not only do you receive power, but you receive identity. Is there anyone in the building? Is there anyone going once? Going twice? Okay. So at the end of the service, I know we usually hang around. What if we take this opportunity to just tell somebody how great they are, how loved they are? Don't even ask about the family. Don't ask up. Just tell them. Speak life. Let's speak life to one another. That word that you're about to share will carry them throughout the week or throughout the year. So let me close. Heavenly Father, I want to bless your children. I want to bless them with life. I want to bless them with exploits. You say that when the Holy Spirit falls upon us, Lord, not only will we do exploits, but we will be able to do greater things than you. So, Lord, I decree and I declare that their hands are full of power, power that comes from you. That their minds, Lord, are secure. That no one can attack their mind. Even when the enemy whispers, it will bounce off because it is guarded. Father, I want to say that their feet are sure like the deer's. That you will renew their strength, not only to your word, but to the works of your hand. That they will love to serve you. That they won't disqualify themselves because they feel like this is an opportunity for the pastor or for the pastors, but it is the opportunity to show off how great you are. So Lord, we bless you and we honor you. And even as we go out into the week, Lord, may you hold us close. May you hold us close. And may we know that you are always there with us. So, Father, we bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Give it up for Pastor Manu once more. Asante, you've done well. Done well. Do not disqualify yourself. Serving is not just for some people, eh? Who you see here, Pastor Purity, Pastor Jade, and other people here. It's for everyone. The qualification is that for anything you do, Holy Spirit, He is available to fill you that you may do and serve in His power. Amen? I look forward to this series because, you know, I look at the exploits in Acts, eh? And you wonder, why aren't these things happening, isn't it? And I'm hoping that in this month, as we go through the series, we'll begin to answer those questions. We'll begin to prepare ourselves to do these things, yeah? And one of the hints is that perhaps it's a lot of these things happen as you go out to reach out, to evangelize, to speak to others, because God confirms His word through signs and wonders, especially out there. So we are positioning ourselves as a church that will reach out. Tulisema hii place tutajaza, sindio? Because people are out there who are not going to church. And we are the ones who are supposed to go and do that. And Holy Spirit wants us to do that. He's available for us to do that. And so let's prepare our hearts and our spirits through this month, because even at the end we'll be praying for the empowerment by the Holy Spirit for us as a congregation. Amen? So I'm looking forward to this series. Let me just speak a word of benediction. I declare that in this coming week, you will have all that you need at all times, so that you will do what God wants you to do and to bless people wherever you will be. And I ask now that the Holy Spirit would equip you with everything good for doing His will, and that He may work in you, in us, what is pleasing to Him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And God's people said, amen. Remember to encourage one another, as we have said. Remember, you can speak some to someone. So hang around and let's do that. God bless you.